All right, 3, 2, 1, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tea Hatch Podcast, where we have open and in-depth conversations about the things that you and I care about. Today on the Tea Hatch Podcast, I'm going to be talking about yet again an unfortunate topic, one that I really wish I didn't have to talk about, but unfortunately, these are the things that are happening in our world that conversations need to be had about that just are not happening. So if I can do anything to get that ball rolling, I certainly will. So what I'm going to be talking about today is the catastrophic use of, quote, less lethal weapons that have been used by the U.S. government, whether it be state governments, National Guard, police, CBP, that has now been sent into Portland and other cities around the U.S. It doesn't really matter what agency it is, which particular municipality is dispatching these people. There has been a blatant misuse of less lethal crowd control tactics. And it's something that I definitely wanted to approach and talk about, but I did also want to very much inform myself on the topic and really find out, are these actually effective crowd control measures, regardless of whether this is an appropriate use of them or not, which it most certainly is not, in my opinion. I don't really think that needs to be an opinion, but I guess I'll say that nonetheless. But what I wanted to focus on was defining a little bit more what is actually being used out on the streets of the United States and the consequences therein of using those particular items in crowd control. So a couple of things that we're seeing used by federal agents and local police are, quote, rubber bullets, which we'll talk about that in a bit, tear gas, as well as flashbang grenades, which is, I just can't believe that flashbang grenades are being thrown in the United States of America seemingly on a daily basis at this point. Doesn't feel like the country that I thought I lived in. Regardless, I want to talk about rubber bullets because it's a bit of a misnomer to call these rubber bullets because that implies that they're made out of rubber. Well, from the research I was able to find, depending on what particular rubber bullet you're looking at, talking about, whatever, you're looking at anywhere from 70 to 80% of that projectile still being made out of metal. So this is 80% metal, 20% just a little rubber coating on the outside, being fired through an assault rifle, just like any other metal munition. So the idea that these are just little rubber pellets that someone's shooting out might as well be a paint gun is asinine. That is not what these rubber bullets are. They are, in fact, bullets. That's what they are. So whether you want to coat that chunk of metal flying through the air in rubber or not, it's still going to have the same effect once it hits a human being. Now, obviously, being coated in rubber, there are going to be quite a few different characteristics that do come with that. So one of the things that that rubber is intended to do is to do a better job at dissipating that impact that comes from that projectile. So instead of focusing all of that energy on one specific point and penetrating, like other munitions that you're typically used to seeing, a regular bullet, of course, but instead spread that impact out upon impact. Well, one of the side effects of that is they have a wild tendency to bounce all over the place, ricochet in unexpected ways. And from the research I was able to do, depending on what particular rubber bullet these people are shooting, they can have a tendency to fly in weird patterns in the air, almost kind of like a knuckleball in baseball, if you will, where it's just very unpredictable how that's going to fly. They do not fly true like a typical bullet in most cases. So you're in a very uncontrolled environment in a crowd. You start firing these rounds that don't have a dependable aim, that can bounce anywhere, hit anything. It's a recipe for disaster, especially when you consider that these are still made 80% out of metal. So you're hurling chunks of metal and you have no clue where they're actually going to end up. And that is a huge piece of the problem here. So continuing to talk about these rubber bullets, they're also known as kinetic impact projectiles, or KIP for short, KIP. So in 2017, a published study which reviewed 25 years of international data regarding death, injuries, and permanent disabilities from rubber bullets also found that the trauma of impact may lead to death. Of the articles reviewed, 3% of those struck by KIPs died from the injury, with 15.5% suffering permanent injuries such as bowel injuries that required surgery, splenic trauma leading to removal of the spleen, and even eye injuries leading to a loss of vision. So 3% of people that are struck by a KIP die. To put that into context, the U.S. mortality rate of COVID-19 is 3.6%, meaning that getting hit by a KIP or getting a case of COVID-19 equally is deadly. So we have federal agents and police that are supposed to protect and serve U.S. citizens and U.S. rights now going out and violating the rights of peaceful protesters and shooting them with munitions that are as deadly as the coronavirus. This is absolutely absurd. This is not the United States of America, at least not the one that I've been led to believe that I live in. So what is left for the average person to conclude when a government treats their people like this? Well, what's left for them to conclude is that the government does not have their best interest at heart, and in turn, they don't have the government's best interest at heart. So just think that's worth mentioning there, but I've got much more to talk about here. A quote from Dr. Rohini Har, an emergency physician and medical expert at Physicians for Human Rights and a research fellow at the Human Rights Center at UC Berkeley School of Law. He quoted, "One of the major issues is that police departments are not required to report on the use of these weapons. So they can go out and shoot these deadly projectiles, as deadly as a case of the coronavirus. Don't even know exactly where that bullet's going to land. And yes, of course, it is generally going to go in the direction you point. But they don't know exactly where it's going to land. They don't know where they're going to hit that person, what they're going to hit, what injury they may cause. And with a weapon as deadly as coronavirus, they don't have to fill out a report when they use it? That is absurd on so many levels. There's no point even getting into it. That is asinine on its face." Also, according to Har, another major concern with rubber bullets is that their irregular shape creates unpredictable trajectories, making them very difficult to target. Quote, "There's really no way to use them safely in the crowd control setting to disperse the crowd or target a single violent individual within a crowd." So that is Dr. Har's quote, essentially corroborating the fact that these are not precise weapons. This is not something that can be used in a precise manner. And that's what makes it even more mind-boggling why we would approve the use of these weapons in crowd control situations. It makes absolutely no sense. We need to ban the use of rubber bullets immediately in all circumstances. Now, moving on to tear gas. This is also known as a riot control agent. There are multiple agents that can be used, that can be used in the form of gas, that can be used in the form of powders, so many other things that are involved there. But primarily, I wanted to focus on the most common tear gas that is used. So I've got some information here. People exposed to riot control agents may experience some or all of the following symptoms immediately after exposure. To the eyes, they will experience excessive tearing, burning, blurred vision, redness. To the nose, they will experience a runny nose, burning, swelling. Mouth, they will also experience burning, irritation, difficulty swallowing, and drooling. To the lungs, they will experience chest tightness, coughing, choking sensations, noisy breathing, aka wheezing. shortness of breath to the skin. They will also receive burns, rash. You can also experience nausea and vomiting from these gases, from these riot control agents, as they call them. More long-lasting effects to the exposure or exposure to a large dose of riot control agent, especially in a closed setting, may cause severe effects such as the following: blindness, glaucoma, immediate death due to severe chemical burns to the throat and lungs, respiratory failure, possibly resulting in death. So once again, we land upon something being used against peaceful protesters in the United States of America, which, if you watch my last video, you will know we have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech and peaceable assembly. Yet, here is our government using on our own people acting peacefully within their rights, using deadly chemicals that have the potential to kill these people. This is chemical warfare on the streets of the United States being propagated by the United States government onto its own citizens. This is unacceptable on every level. Now on to flashbang grenades. I cannot say that on camera for some reason. Flashbangs produce a stunningly loud sound, and that has the potential to cause hearing loss if it hits near you. That is a quote from Ashley Larimore, a medical doctor, Ashley Larimore, medical doctor, an emergency medicine physician at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. There we go. That was a big mouthful. A flashbang can hit around 175 decibels when it is detonated. For comparison, a jet engine is about 140 decibels. So with these flashbang grenades on city streets in the United States of America, and we've seen these brazenly used in Portland against peaceful crowds at night, disturbing all order within the city, that is a bang loud enough to cause permanent hearing damage, loud enough to cause deafness. And we're just throwing these into crowds of peaceful people. Ridiculous. Another quote from Dr. Larimore: the sudden noise causes temporary deafness, ear ringing, and disruption of the inner ear fluid, which can cause loss of balance. If a person is in a crowd, this is unlikely to cause any permanent damage. However, if the person is near, when it detonates, the noise could be enough to cause permanent hearing loss. The devices can also cause eye pain due to the flashes of bright light that happen on impact. According to a report from the Institute of Defense Analyses, that light has the potential to harm the tissue of your retina, which is the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of your eyes. So you can get permanent hearing damage from these flashbangs. You can also receive permanent eye damage from these flashbangs. And again, these are being used by the United States government on peaceful protesters, United States citizens. Another quote: there is a disproportionately high risk of injury and even death due to debris generated from a flashbang, especially within a close range, according to Physicians for Human Rights. So essentially what that's saying is, in a crowded situation, which is where these are being used, there are potential pieces of debris, usually on the ground in the form of rocks, maybe little pieces of glass, garbage, whatever it may be, that in the event of this explosion from that flashbang grenade can get launched and become essentially its own projectile of debris. So when you're throwing these into crowds on city streets, which we've all very well know are not kept pristinely clean, there is going to be debris traveling at a very fast rate flying in these crowds. Again, just an incredibly dangerous situation that peaceful protesters within their rights should not be in. Physicians for Human Rights specifically breaks down what can happen after a flashbang attack into four different injury types. So I'm going to break all these down and then we'll comment on that after. Primary blast injury, due to pressure shockwaves generated by the device, internal injuries, including membranes of the eardrum, can occur. Secondary blast injury. The explosion can fragment nearby objects, resulting in blunt force and penetrating trauma. Tertiary blast injury. The displacement of air from a blast can force people into nearby objects, being cars, buildings, lampposts, you get it, causing injury. And then quaternary blast injury, other injuries like severe burns, respiratory issues, crush injuries, and psychological trauma can happen. All of that can result from something that, again, I'm going to beat this drum over and over, is being used against peaceful protesters, United States citizens exercising their constitutional rights. This is not what should happen in the United States of America. And anybody who does not come out and speak out against what is happening right now in Portland and in other U.S. cities, and we are hearing that they are coming to many other U.S. cities as well. So if you don't speak up now, there's nothing left. We have to solve this now before we lose the sanctity of our democracy, before we descend into a fascist nation ruled by a dictator. We cannot let that happen, and it is on every single one of us to stop it from happening. We need to demand the resignation of any federal agent, any federal officer, anybody involved in the decision to put these goon squads in our cities in the United States of America must resign from their position immediately, and I would argue maybe should be tried for treason against the United States of America. This is absolutely absurd and should not be allowed to continue for even another single second. So it is on all of us to speak up and make sure that people are held accountable for what is going on right now. So I'm doing my part here, and I need you to become that person that I inspire to talk out. I need you to speak out and inspire somebody else to do so as well. Because 2 is greater than 1. 4 is greater than 2. 8 is greater than 4, so on and so forth. If you become the one, if you get your one, it grows exponentially from there. So let's do this. Let's protect our constitutional rights and let's say no to fascism in the United States of America. That's all I have for you.